You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend?
Spent money on a lot of stupid things.
I gotta know, like, what?
At the end of last night, we looked at each other and we're like, what did we buy this weekend? First off, we had to go school supply shopping, which I'm actually going to talk about a few things.
Love that.
In regards to going back to school, coming up and trending. But it's like you're there and you're in the moment and you're looking over and you're seeing these 25-cent spirals and something goes on in your head and you're like, oh my God, we need about 40 of these because we love writing things down. So it's like all these extra spirals and pens and pencils. And then you go home and you open our little supply drawer that we have and it's full of spirals and pencils and pens from last year. You know, so we are stocked up on spiral notebooks now until 2047. We're good.
You know what I think part of that is, too?
You're in the moment.
Well, besides being in the moment, there's also, because I can feel you, dog, on that. I love to buy those spiral notebooks. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is, I think there's a psychology with the multicolors that they have on the covers.
Could be.
So, you know, you've got the bright red, and you've got the green, and you've got the blue, and something in your head says, oh, this will be perfect for organization. I'll put all of this in the red one, and I'll put all this in the blue one.
Yeah, I guess, maybe. To me, it's a bit of a nostalgia feeling, like, oh, maybe it makes me feel like I'm going back to school.
Sure,
so we
got to
gather all this. So anyway, so many school supplies. And then we wandered into a farmer's market on Saturday, where my wife bought a $9 jar of pickles. A $9 jar of pickles, Dom.
What makes them special?
They were not special.
What? How
were
they
special about them was the price.
How were they touted as being special?
Homegrown, organic.
That's it, huh?
Little farmer sitting there. Hey, they came fresh from my farm. Oh my God, $9 pickles. We have to have them.
Okay.
And then third, you know, I'm blaming a lot of this on my wife. Nicole purchased tickets to a traveling circus for the family this weekend. So we're looking for something fun and safe to do with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a place that was extremely hot, extremely humid, full of hundreds of people inside a tent. And nobody was wearing masks. And we went to a traveling circus, which was really good, Dom. As you would expect a traveling circus to be.
You are sounding
so sweaty.
You were sounding like a curmudgeon this morning. I didn't like her spending money on the pickles. I didn't like going to the circus.
$9 pickles. The circus.
If
we came out drenched.
If you could have had your way this weekend, what would you have done?
I'd have put something on the smoker and sat out on the back porch with a delicious cocktail, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's you do funny, that all the time, though.
No, we don't. No, I've been really busy this summer.
Every day I've got pictures of you sitting there doing
something.
We
did, however. I will say the highlight of the weekend was last night. I sent you that picture of that Reuben. We did end up on a patio last night for dinner, and I had a kiwi papaya sour beer, which was tasty, and a really good Reuben, which is not sitting well this morning. I will say that. It was a bad. Today's a bad day for the slim fit shirt. I'm a little...
Puffy.
Sitting a little heavy today. So, yeah, that was the highlight of the weekend right there. But, yeah, the circus was fine. Whatever.
We did some hiking yesterday at a lake, and then for some reason when we were leaving, driving, it was like 40 minutes from the house, 45 minutes. And for some reason when we left, I said, you know what? I feel like stopping by a dive bar and getting an ice cold beer right now.
Yeah, tasty.
So we just sat at it. We found this little dive bar with, you know, playing the classic rock, like it's a law that you have to do if you're a dive bar.
Slow
you
ride.
You have to play 50-year-old music.
All right.
it's hilarious to me. So, but that was just the Michelob Ultra, so I don't get the style points that you have yesterday.
It's all right. Goes down easy, man.
And I am actually going to do something that's very adult-like today. I made a doctor's appointment.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to actually go in and get this shoulder checked by an orthopedic specialist.
Oh, good.
So I'm finally
doing it. Let's get a rod in it or something.
After months of just being like, oh, my shoulder. After months of that.
You had to pick up that Michelob Ultra with your left hand.
It's about right.
It's too heavy.
You know what's funny is that I am doing things differently now. Like when imagine you're driving your car and you got that middle you know, the bin between the seats that you keep stuff down in, right? Well, it's my right shoulder that's really hurting. And so we're used to just reaching back or around with our arm and opening that up, right? And reaching. I can't do that. I can't move my arm that direction. So while I'm driving, I have to reach over with my left arm to open that up to get something out of there. Yeah, but the thing is, it's become, I don't even really think about it now. It's as if I've written off my right arm.
Right.
And I just know, I just start doing everything left-handed now, which is fine because I'm ambidextrous anyway.
But, yeah.
You know, the stuff that you do normally, I am learning to adjust. It's like people who have some sort of foot or leg injury who are runners or something like that, and they start compensating.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm doing. My life is one big compensation for having a bum shoulder.
Well, it won't be that big a deal if they have to amputate then.
That's right. I've been reading the stuff that if I do end up having surgery, and I've been reading about how long the recovery is, and it's not quick.
Yeah.
We're talking like 6 months of recovery.
No.
And I'm thinking, I'm trying to plan. It's like, well, I got a bunch of stuff that's coming up this fall.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that I want to schedule this until
winter when you can
October or November.
Just hang out. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking that way now.
Oh, man.
Of course, I'm going to go in for my appointment today, and the doctor's going to say, yeah, just put some ointment on it.
It's just ice, dude.